Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This short week, just get in the playbook. You got time, and like, we got class. I mean, you don't want to run too much on a short week, you know. I mean, if you can, just get in there, just run a little bit, walk on a treadmill. But me, I just like to get ready for the game.
Curtis Samuel, who might be a bigger part of the Bills offense coming up tomorrow night in Miami. Bills fans making the trip, saw the airport pictures of the airport yesterday. People flying out today, maybe two.
Taken over already.
You still haven't done that, yeah, right? The Miami trip? Josh, you know the Miami trip? No.
This wasn't the year. Not in September.
I agree.
It's
an early trip to take. It's nice down there, of course.
What am I going to do? I'm going to escape our 82 degrees and sunny?
For 82 degrees and sunny?
Yeah. I'll wait. I'll wait until a year when it's in December or something.
Yeah.
This is New York for me this year. That's my one away game this year.
You're going to the Jets?
Going to the Jets game at MetLife.
Robert Saleh had a comment about the Jets that you tell me if I should be shocked about it.
Is it the one about the run game?
No.
Okay, did you see that one?
Is it that they're going to fix their defense?
It was him being a little snarky when asked about how much they gave up on the ground, and he basically said, "We'll stop the run when we want to."
Interesting.
Basically saying we dared them to run like that all night. We're not worried about it.
Yeah, you might be right. One thing about the run game, by the way, you know me, I talk about it all the time. Did they get pushed around or did they get out-schemed? I mean, the Shanahan offense schemes things pretty well. If you get run on, there's this, you know, big belief that you were just weak and a bunch of guys pushed you around. Sometimes it's just better technique, better calls, missing your run fits, guys playing positions incorrectly. Anyway, no, that's not it. Robert Saleh says, yes, it does feel better to be 0-1 this year than 1-0 last year.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah, yeah. It's fair.
He's not allowed to say that if Zach Wilson's still on the team. Right?
No, that is definitely true.
That's what he's saying.
He can't say it if Zach Wilson's like, you know.
It feels better to be 0-1 this year than 1-0 last year.
Yeah, it's got to be right. Even though, it's kind of funny. The quarterback, statistically, the stats are almost identical from week one. Wilson last year to Rodgers this year. They're almost the same. It's one pick. It's one touchdown. It was 170 yards right around there. Rodgers maybe made a couple throws that were more impressive. Wilson, if you remember, his touchdown was Garrett Wilson catching a circus play on Tre'Davious White.
Yep.
So you had that, I guess. But number-wise, they looked the same. But yeah, no, Rodgers is healthy.
Salas also said, our offense is going to be really good this year. It's a 17-game season. We've got 16 of those left. Getting the defense fixed is not going to be a problem. So basically, Robert Saleh is treating this loss in San Francisco like it's a preseason game. We've got 16 left. We're going to get the defense fixed. The offense is going to be really good. He went on to talk about Rodgers. There's no panic in him. He was a calm force on the sideline. I think last night provided a lot of closure for him with regards to finishing a game and knocking that out. And I think I speak for everybody, especially on the offensive side of the ball. There's a lot of confidence on that side.
Well, he didn't finish the game, though. Also, remember that. Did you see, by the way, like people were questioning like why Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall were still on the field in that last drive, but Rodgers wasn't? And maybe it was one of the Jet guys on TV, I don't know, said that they're wondering if Rodgers didn't tell Saleh that he was coming out on that last drive. He just went over and told Tyrod Taylor, like, hey, I'm done. You're going out there. Like, Saleh didn't even know. He didn't even know to take out Wilson and Breece Hall because he didn't know his quarterback wasn't going out there for the final drive. Their defense, by the way, like, there's also a little concern about that. Their defense was elite last year, right? Like, it's always said about the Jets. They're a quarterback away because they have one of the best defenses in football, and they're an elite, historic, even they were calling themselves last year before the year. Do you know that they've given up 30 points or more in 6 of their last 7 games?
Yeah, it's a lot of reputation on that defense right now.
I think actually it might even be more than that if I expand it out. I think it's 7 of the last 9. They've given up 30-plus points. That actually begun with that Bills game, Joe Brady's first game, where the Bills scored 32 on them in the middle of last year. So, all right, like, I'm not saying the defense will be bad, but should I just write it in ink that, oh, yeah, no, they're going to be one of the 3 best defenses in football this year? They're a defensive line. They can't get a pass rush right now. So, all right, Robert Saleh, who is currently the betting favorite to be the first coach fired, he's going to assume his defense is going to get right and that his quarterback and his offense is going to be great. And I'm not assuming maybe either one of those things right now.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Weston, New York's number one Kia dealer. We're talking right here about the Jets, but the Dolphins, 4 of the last 5, 1-score games. 6 of the 7 before that, Bills blowouts. Which timeline do you think this one lands on? More like a Bills blowout?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Idea, or more like, might be close. The Bills go in as underdogs. You can give us a call on that or anything else that's on your mind. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Been a little while, and, you know, only about a month away from my insane season. So, you know, you'll be hearing from me sooner or later.
Yes.
Anyway, I think this is going to the Bills' blowout side because I'm a big believer the last time the Dolphins beat the Bills was because it was 95 degrees and they sit the Bills in the sun on their sideline. And I think that had a massive effect on the Bills in that game. And I expect Josh Allen to just put a thumping on them Thursday night, to be honest. Maybe that's cocky on my part, but I think in the night when the home advantage means nothing for Miami without the weather, I think the Bills are just a better team. I think the Bills' offense looks very variable right now, and I don't know how you're going to choose to defend it until someone gets it and there's a copycat playbook out there. I think the Bills look very dangerous. I don't know, maybe just 1 week, who knows. But I think the weather is going to help the Bills there, yeah. Or lack of weather, I should say.
All right. Thanks, Paul. It definitely – I looked at the forecast. It's supposed to be still in the 80s at night, but mm-hmm. – Yeah, the biggest thing is the sun won't be hammering and punching the Bills in the face while the Dolphins are in the shade.
Yeah.
So they won't have that advantage, which Dolphins fans, it is one of the funnier things in the league. There's no doubt that home field, home atmosphere advantage is the biggest in the league, that you can put your opponents in the sun.
More even than the cold here.
Yes, because everybody's in the cold. You can get used to it.
Right.
In that situation, one team is dealing with it. And, yep. You know, people up here like to joke, well, maybe we won't have heaters. Fine, you still have to be in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, they don't have to put fans on their sidelines. And if they don't put fans on their sidelines, they don't have to put them on yours either. You got to bring your own in. So, listen, if that were us, I think we'd say, get over it. Tough. Home field advantage. But I know Dolphins fans tend to be a little sensitive when pointing it out. The last time they lost to Miami, it was a 2-point loss. And, right, it was Allen got stopped on a quarterback run on fourth down in close, and he missed the throw to McKenzie. That's when Dorsey is throwing stuff. He's so mad. They had 500 yards of offense.
Yep.
That's the game that Tua gets knocked out, right, and comes back?
He comes back in. And that's the game where the Bills have like a billion yards and they don't.
497.
That actually, so like Paul says, like, I don't know, I just kind of feel like the Bills are better, even in these one score games. Like, your eyes are not really deceiving you. You know why it feels like that? Here's some numbers from the last two seasons. In the last 2 years, the Bills have outgained the Dolphins in head-to-head matchups by 935 yards. 187 per game. That's the widest gulf of any divisional matchup in the NFL in the last 2 years. And that's a lot of one-score games in there.
Yeah.
The Bills are outgaining the Dolphins in the last 2 years by more than any other divisional matchup.
So how are the Dolphins keeping it close?
The Bills aren't finishing drives, right?
Is that just the Bills? Or does Miami have a red zone, I don't want to say kryptonite, but how could you keep 4 out of 5 close when you're getting outgamed that badly? Luck? Yeah. It could be luck.
Well, there's defensive touchdowns in there in the playoff game, right? And there's Allen throwing a red zone pick in the finale last year, right? Yep, and there's him short hopping it to McKenzie. That's only three plays. Those three plays don't make up that entire gulf. They might. I don't know. You know what? It's Fangio, so it's a different coordinator, and Fangio typically gets burned by Allen. Like, his numbers against Allen stink. But do they have a secret sauce? All right, I'm open to that. I'm open to, remember this was said about Belichick with the Bills a little bit, maybe in some of their matchups, how they would try to play Allen or how they would try to play Mahomes. Who was the coach that would almost invite the team to kind of move it into the red zone because we're going to get it from you there? We're going to force you into field goals. I forgot who that was. Last year, little forgotten play that was one of the weirdest plays I've ever seen called. In that finale, at the end of the half, The Bills had, what was it, 2nd and 11 with like 10 seconds left. And the Dolphins let Deontay Hardy on a screen run out of bounds for a first down with like 5 seconds left. You remember that play? Look that play up. The Dolphins stood on their goal line. One of the weirdest plays you've ever seen.
Like, agreed to give up a field goal.
They agreed to give up the first down. So to make it touchdown or bust, we're gonna dare Allen to throw it short of the goal line. Hmm. We're gonna bet that he's gonna make a mistake here with no timeouts. He's either gonna take a sack or he's gonna throw it short, and you're gonna get 0 points out of this. I'll show you this play in the break. The Dolphins asked him to run another play and throw it short, and then Allen threw it short to Ty Johnson, and they got 0 points. Isn't that a defense that says,
okay, oh, sorry,
we think we've got your number when we get down here around the goal line?
So they threw it to Hardy, who ran out of bounds.
Yes.
And then the next play, the Bills throw, and the clock runs out on the half.
Yes.
So
almost to say, we're going to bet you make a mistake here.
Right. What the Dolphins try to do is convince Allen to go for bigger things. And they think it's in his nature. He's going to go for bigger things.
Yeah. Again, like, I'm just throwing a theory out there. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm that's one play that comes to mind, and there's a massive gulf here.
Yeah.
Because the Bills outgained them, but the games stay close. And something explains that. I don't know exactly what, just off the surface here.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. We'll talk with Sal coming up top of the hour. Thanks to the phone call, Paul. You can give us a call as well as we gear up for Bills and Dolphins. A lot of chatter about this matchup today. Joe Marino, 7:30. Howard picks the Bills at 8 as we cruise through a sunny, well, soon to be sunny. It's not sunny yet, 6:46. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be warm on this Bills Wednesday, I guess. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.